What inspired you to write this article? Was it just a moment or an accumulation of things?
I think given that I've been at UCID for just over 2 years now, it's been the accumulation of just seeing what's been going around. But I think the tipping point for this particular article was seeing the marketing for Subscruise, which is It's Hammer Time, which was themed around tradies, which was particularly relevant to me as I come from a background raised by someone who is a tradie. So, yeah, I think I was inspired to write it because of that.
Yeah, right. You do write, behind every F-off-UTS joke and TAFE criticism is a classiest assumption. People who don't make it to UCID or university are somehow less capable. What makes you feel like it's not irony, that it's actually real?
I think in general it comes up a lot in a lot of people. Just generally how people discuss people that go to other universities or other institutions. But I think the point, it keeps coming up, and especially when you look at things like the marketing for Subscruise, which quite directly comments on things like people that go to other, I think one of the main things as well was the first post in the Subs event, which made a comment like, you don't have to be a discount to know that, you don't have to be a tradie to know that any discount counts, which had this really strange undertone to it, which was that in general, tradies are really poor and they need to scrape for discounts. I think in general, just the way that people talk about students from other places, it does come off as a joke quite often. But I think given that it keeps coming up, I don't think it could really be considered just a lighthearted joke. It really just does seem to be something that people seem to believe.
Yeah, right. Part of the culture, I guess you could say. And I guess also for the people that are involved in that, whose dads might be tradies or truck drivers or in that kind of blue-collar workscape, might feel quite angered and frustrated by that kind of culture.
Yeah. I think in general, the standard story of a person that goes to UCID is kind of just that of, a private school kid whose parents work in white-collar jobs, who in general hasn't really come into contact with that entire area of society. So I think that's as well what kind of informs it, is just kind of a lack of knowledge and a lack of contact with these particular people in society, which kind of then also proliferates this narrative and makes people makes it kind of the standard that if you don't come from that sort of a background, it's not necessarily the norm. I don't think people necessarily realize they're doing it. But I think as someone especially that hasn't come up from that particular background, it can feel a little alienating.
Yeah, absolutely. You can talk about, you do talk about a campus culture which spurs on entrenching upper class superiority. Could you speak a little bit more about the student event that you mentioned, the Subs tradie themed cruise, It's Hammer Time?
Yeah, so it's a cruise that's coming up. It's a theme that is pretty much themed around tradies. You dress as a tradie, come to this cruise. Throughout the marketing, it's been this common theme in general that they're kind of playing on tradies as being, I think they've gone for kind of this appreciation of, the standard bloke in Australia, which isn't necessarily itself a bad thing. But I think the way that they've done it has kind of just ended up reducing tradies and the entire culture of tradies as being one that is just quite unflattering in general. One that kind of paints them as being really lazy, as taking breaks, as not really taking their work seriously, which is something that I don't think is really acceptable, especially given that tradies do really hard work. And a lot of the time people have to work in the trades. A lot of people don't really have the option to take up further education. And people that work in the trades are often very committed and very hardworking, and you have to be very skilled to take up these jobs. So the fact that things like their first promotional posts or a video that they posted, which featured these tradies just slacking off and not doing their jobs, the fact that that's the way that they're portraying this entire culture, especially when you tend to hear a lot of jokes about TAFE is, just a last resort, it's not something I'd ever take seriously. It just comes off as kind of just a little too real, not really quite ironic to actually a satirical theme.
Yeah, right. Quite demeaning, I guess you could say, probably from your experience as well, since I understand that your father is a construction worker.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, from your experience, what's it like being at such a prestigious university such as UCID, where you feel that that classes culture exists? Does it feel quite pressurizing towards you, or is it quite a, from your experience, what's it like?
I think in general, like, I don't think people are necessarily explicitly classist. I think in general, it just comes from kind of the undertones, you know, like, are like people that work in the trades, like people that went to work as construction workers or as plumbers or whatever after they graduated school, like they're the people that didn't try or like they didn't care, which like I don't think they necessarily realize the impact of, because when you like paint an entire career, like a group of careers, as being kind of just where people that are really apathetic go to, you know, just get by when they can't go to university, I kind of then just paints this message that like what my father does, like where my family comes from, is inherently like not good. Like it puts this strange value on it that it's work, but it's not like real work.